think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Okay, Joey Pals, talk of stars time. Hollywood has the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has Hollywood Walk of the Stars. But this is radio, so we have Talk of the Stars, and we welcome back to our microphones funny man, writer, actor, songwriter, wonderful person, Bruce Vilmage.
Wow, hard to fight that. All right,
yeah,
thank you.
Show's over.
That's it. Now I'll go wander in the desert, you know, like all the other Jews.
You know, let's tell our Joey Pals first of all, and then we can visit. Mm-hmm. Bruce is coming back to Oscars on Wednesday, November 3rd, 7 to 9, with Poppy Champlin. It's part mm-hmm. of Pride Week. You can get your tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. All this will be up on JoeyEnglish.com. So now the business is out of the way. Let's talk about the past. Six-time, you know, your website says two-time Emmy. I thought you'd won.
You know, I have six of them. It's a nerd kind of debate because I got four of them I got for being part of the team and two of a production team. And then two of them I got for being part of a writing team. So it's unclear, but I'll take whatever they get. I'll take multiple Emmy winner. How's that?
That's I like that even better. I can spell that. 4 years on Hollywood Squares.
That's true. Yeah. To the left of Whoopi, which is difficult, if not impossible.
I'll wait while you play along at home. I got it. I'm going down the list of the past.
Yes.
Of course, my favorite is the Academy Awards that you wrote for from 1989 to 2014. Is that right?
Probably, yeah. I think those dates are right. I did 25 of them officially, and I've been unofficially involved ever since. But that's another story, you know. People call you up and ask you to help.
Yes. And talk about that a little bit, because you've explained it to me, but we always have new listeners. Being the head writer from 2000 to 2014 or something like that, what did that entail? Because you write the show beforehand, right?
First of all, head writer is like a ceremonial title. which we would move around from one person to another. So it denoted nothing more than, you know, vanity. But so I was a writer in all of those things. The show, it's what's hilarious about the Oscar show is that every year they announce they're going to reinvent the show, and every year it pretty much looks like the year before, except of course this year where it didn't look like anything. But that was an anomaly. I mean, between COVID and the fact that nobody had gone to the movies all year, and everything that was being referred to was a streamer. So it was a year, and a lot of big pictures were held back because the studios didn't want to release them into no theaters. So what you were seeing was basically what was left, which was a lot of smaller independent pictures. And so that was typical of what's been happening in the movie business, is that the people who are in the Academy actually make movies. And so they tend to vote for different movies than the people who go to movies actually go to see. And that's been an ongoing struggle with the Academy. And it reached a sort of apex when The Dark Knight was not nominated for Best Picture, even though it was a huge critical hit and a huge financial hit. So that was when they expanded the category to include as many as 10 movies. And then, of course, Oscars So White happened, and Me Too, and BLM, and all these things have happened to change the voting body. So you now get a very diverse and much younger group of people voting. And they like things like Nomadland, you know, and small pictures. So that's what's happened over there. Now, as far as my participation, over the last bunch of years, they tend to go for people who have talk shows on television to host the show, and they bring over their 12 writers, and they get to double dip, and there's not much money left to hire actual other writers who've been on the show before. So I wound up getting called in by people shortly before the show. I don't get the gift basket, but hey. I've had all the massages I can use.
At least the phone's ringing. But I remember you telling me for years about what you did at the last minute, and I think the Billy Crystal story is the most famous one. But Joey Pals, Bruce has an almost unbelievable duty of writing quips on the fly in real time. Tell us about that.
Well, that's what you do with when there's a host, because you want to keep the party alive. You want to keep it as spontaneous as you can. And so what we would do with Billy, we pioneered this with Billy, was we would make a playbook. We would slot him in the show about one time each act, and there would be, we try to put him after something that we thought might produce a humorous moment. Like documentaries, because there's always a political speech after documentaries, yeah, or whatever. And but this stemmed from the second time we did the show, where Jack Palance won the Oscar for Billy's movie, City Slickers. Right. And what people don't remember is that Jack Palance came up on stage and looked over in the wings where Billy had just exited, and said, "Billy Crystal, I crap bigger than him."
I remember.
So that was, you know, he was setting a very high bar for the show, taste-wise. And so that was when we said, well, we have to respond to that. And we began doing Jack Palance jokes. And they went over so well that we kept throwing in jokes. We would throw out what we'd written, and we would do a Jack Palance joke we came up with in the wings. Uh-huh. And to the point where Billy's manager came backstage and said, "How many more of these are you going to do? I'm asking because we have a pool going in the audience,
and I would like
to win." So, and then the following year we won an Emmy for writing the show.
Was that the time that Jack Palance did the one-arm push-ups?
Yes.
He
came out. He then started. He dropped to the stage and did one arm after his crap jokes.
Yes.
He dropped to the stage during a one arm push up. And of course, Whoopi had presented the award to him because she had won supporting actress the year before. So she was doing the ritual presentation to the next year's supporting actor. And she was behind him, faintly aghast that he was doing this. It was pretty great. The visual was pretty great. So
I can still see it. It was hard to resist.
Yeah.
Exactly. Joey Pals, we're taking a walk down memory lane with Bruce Valanche. We have lots more to talk about. Okay, let's come forward from the Oscars to Edna.
Yeah, Hairspray.
Hairspray on Broadway.
I know, my favorite thing. Hairspray on Broadway. I toured for a year, and then I went to Broadway for a year, ironing. I shaved my beard for it. I ironed. I sang, I danced, and ironed my way across America. It was the greatest. I would do it again in a minute. We just did a tribute out here to Mark Shaiman, the composer lyricist,
yes.
And a whole bunch of Hairspray alumni came on. And we recreated Jim J. Bullock, who lives in Palm Springs.
Oh, Jim J. Bullock,
who had played my husband, Wilbur, with me briefly on Broadway before he went out on the road and on a ship for 8 months. we did our number, Timeless to Me. We recreated that, sort of. And a lot of Marissa Jess Jarrett Winokur came and sang Good Morning Baltimore. A lot of Hairspray people. It was pretty great.
That's the show that the McCallum's going to open with this season.
They are. They're coming back. And in this tour, Edna is being played by a drag queen.
Yes. Oh, yes.
By Nina West from RuPaul's Drag Race, who, of course, will be, let's see, a drag queen playing a woman, but not a drag character. I mean, you know, playing a real woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I'm afraid. I have to call Dave Chappelle for guidance.
Does that make her a lesbian? Wait.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Playing a woman in a play that's played by a man.
Well, the funny part of it is Nina West is a character that this guy had played, and he's like what, as they say, a cisgender male. So. But he won't be playing it as Nina West. It's kind of like occasionally Barry Humphries will play other women, not Dame Edna. They'll resemble Dame Edna. I mean, he was on Ally McBeal, if you remember that, as another character who was rather Edna-like, but was not Edna. And I guess that's what this is going to be, although I don't think that this Edna Turnblad, will be anything like Nina West.
I understand. I'm going to the opening. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Oh, good.
What is it that I'll see?
Yeah, exactly. I got no idea.
Yes, exactly.
My guess is you will see a faithful representation of Edna Turnblad as written, as created by John Waters and as written by Tom Meehan and Mark O'Donnell and Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman.
So we're going down memory lane. You've been a writer. You've done the Academy Awards. You've done lots of acting, film and television, Broadway, documentaries. Let's talk a little about your charity work, because this is your appearances coming in Pride Week. You do a lot for AIDS and LGBTQIA asterisk. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I should. We keep adding letters.
I know.
It's very confusing. I don't know what, you know. LSMFT, remember that?
Oh, lucky strike means fine tobacco.
We'll be adding that one soon.
So what you're doing a lot, because, of course, you're usually here for Pride Week. And
I've been the Grand Marsha. But it really has grown since then. I mean, well, look, Palm Springs has. And is it still an all-gay city council in Palm Springs?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of amazing. Look what Sonny Bono hath wrought.
I named my cat. When we got Tyler, my son that you know, my younger son, we got the cat. And it was on Cesare, who was Sonny's only son. Keep up with me.
Right,
Chastity became.
Right.
Okay, so we went to Animal Samaritans, and Tyler said, you've got to take this cat. It was Cesare's birthday. And he said, Mom, the cat's name is Sonny. It's a sign.
It's a sign, exactly.
So then someone at Animal Samaritan said, yeah, Sonny Bono was a real cool cat. So the cat is like, you may use
perfect.
That if you run out of material.
I'll come through stuff. Also, you know, now that Cher and Mary are at loggerheads.
Good grief.
I know, really. I don't even know what's going on, so I just know there's a case,
I don't think I want to. Okay, stay
exactly.
with us, Bruce
Yeah.
Valanche. Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you. And on the other side, sounds so spiritual, we'll be back with more of Bruce Valanche.
All right.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.